Good morning, everyone. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 25. Second Chronicles 25, we're introduced to King Amaziah. Let's read from verse 1. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem, and he did right in the sight of the Lord, yet not with a whole heart. Amen. You know, Amaziah was a young king. He's a king in Judah, which meant that he had a 50% chance of being a good king. You guys know the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom, right? Judah and Israel. Judah, roughly about 50% of the kings were good, and Israel, 100% of the kings were bad. And so you have Judah, king of Judah here. So Amaziah, he was a good king. He was decent, but you know, his whole life, this is what it says about him. He did right in the sight of the Lord, but yet not with a whole heart. You know, he did good stuff. He obeyed God, but he didn't give God his whole heart, you know. And I don't know how you read this, but when I read this, I see this as an incredible tragedy, right? Of a young man, 25 years old when he starts. He's not a king for a very long time, but he starts off and, you know, he seemingly does right, and he follows the laws, and he does, you know, what he needs to do, but he never gave God his full heart. You know, he never gave God 100%. 95%, 96%, you know, and to some people that would seem, oh, that's good enough, right? But at the end of his life, what does it say about Amaziah? He did right in the sight of the Lord, yet not with a whole heart. He never gave God his best, right? Never offered to the Lord, you know, just that effort or that something that elevates him or catapults him, you know, into the 100%, you know, and it's a tragedy, friends. It is an incredible tragedy, you know, and I mean, let the Holy Spirit speak to us, you know, me and you, you know, as we reflect on this young king's life. He did right, you know. If we take it out of context, he went to church, he served at church, you know, maybe joined a ministry team or joined a worship team or something, and, you know, gave his tithes and offerings and went on mission trips and, you know, and did all these things that you're supposed to do, did right in the sight of the Lord, but didn't give God the fullness of their heart. You know, the greatest commandment, right? You know, I gave a message a few weeks ago. So you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Right, you know, what God requires of us is the fullness of who we are. I mean, you know, can you imagine to have lived this life and having given God 99%? What a tragedy that would be. Sure, oh yeah, that's better than 80% or 70%, yeah. But we fell short of the great commandment to give the Lord everything that we are, right? To give him the fullness of our heart, to be passionate, you know, about the things that he's passionate for. You know, he did right in the sight of the Lord, yet not with the whole heart. Right? Didn't give God his very best. Reserves, you know, just that little bit for other things. Right? It just didn't offer to the Lord everything that he had. You know, and this is, I mean, this is a tough message. You know, and this is a very tough thing to hear early in the morning, you know, on a Wednesday. But this is the truth, you know. The thing is, when you see this, and if you get a chance, you know, maybe today, later on, when you get back to your office or whatnot, you know, read the whole of chapter 25, and you see what happens. You know, Amaziah, I'll give you a quick overview. You know, Amaziah goes off into battle. He listens to a prophet, you know, and so he makes some adjustments, you know, in the battle plan, and he wins. He does very well. As a result of the adjustment of the battle plan, he suffers a little bit of calamity, or his people does. And so as a response, he takes up the gods of the people that he just destroyed. You know, and so, and see, this is what happens. When you allow the enemy any space into your heart, it eventually leads to some sort of calamity. And what happens here is eventually Amaziah starts worshiping the gods of the people that he just destroyed. And as a result of that, it brings his demise. Right? And so we're not just talking about, oh, he was not passionate like he should have been. You know, that leftover or whatever you have there is fuel in essence. You know, you guys remember Sean, you know, Smith that's come the last few years. I remember he was actually preaching at our school, and Sean said something, and it always registered with me. He says, Satan dines on our leftovers, right? Satan dines on our leftovers. You know, those things, you know, that 1% or that 2% that we leave over that we don't offer to God, the enemy feasts on that. And this and that, you know, was the demise of Amaziah, you know, and his rule on earth. And so we may think, well, you know, Pastor Sam, I'm trying to give my best and, you know, whatnot. And, you know, we're not talking about effort so much, you know, but that part there that you don't offer to the Lord, right, it comes into the hands of the enemy, you know, and eventually it'll come into something. I'm not trying to scare you or anything like that, but let us be aware of the reality. You know, if that 3% is not going to the Lord, where's it going? You know, if that 1% is not going to Jesus, where's it going? You know, his whole heart, right? He did right in the sight of the Lord. You know, and the tragedy would be to do the right things. You know what I mean? I mean, that would be the tragedy. You might as well go off and do wrong things, you know? The tragedy is to do the right things, yet not with the whole heart. And it's a sad life when that happens. It's a very, very sad life. I really want to challenge you this morning. You know, today, give God your very best. You know, as we pray, I mean, this is the logic. You're already doing it. You know what I mean? It's like, even like you can come in the morning, you know, and you could wake up and trouble yourself, you know, and go, you know, and do what you need to do, but not with your whole heart. And then some ways becomes, what's the point, right? What's the point? You know, today, and it's a thing every day, right? It's, you know, we're not talking about, you know, saying, okay, for the next 10 years or 50 years. No, we're saying today, this day, this moment, give God your very best. You know, tomorrow is a whole nother day. Give God your very best. You know, whatever that means to you, you know, in different spheres and different things that you're doing, right? You're already doing it. Why not offer up the fullness of our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, doesn't he deserve our very best? You know, a lot of times that's what it comes down to. I mean, doesn't he deserve our very best? Right? Offer that up to him. Let's close our eyes. It's a haunting word. I hope you memorize this passage. Amaziah did right in the sight of the Lord, but yet not with his whole heart. In all that you do today, let's offer up the fullness of our hearts. Pastor Nate is going to lead us in some worship, and I just want you to just continue to meditate on that as before we come up and finish in prayer again. Fit for a king. Pray as a group. Let's pray for our missionaries overseas. Let's pray for God's protection and their blessing over them. Pray for the Chungs in China. Ask the Lord to continue to use them and empower them, and especially as John prepares for his travel soon to all the underground churches. Let's pray for Uzbekistan, and pray for my dad and Gloria and the other leaders, they'll be going to Korea soon to finish their seminary training. Ask the Lord's favor to be upon them and to minister to them. Let's pray for our kids in Chichihar. Let's ask the Lord to continue to draw them closer to the Lord and really bless them as they grow, and the workers there that are leading these kids. Let's pray for Matt and Nate's parents in Qingdao. Let's ask the Lord to really use them and bless them and keep them healthy and safe, and the Lord would just really prosper them. So let's just pray for our ministries overseas and ask God's protection and blessing over them. Huh? Let's pray together. Let's pray for our ministries that we support here in Hong Kong as a church. Let's pray for Christian Zhengsheng College. Let's ask the Lord to continue to bless them and draw them near to the Lord, the kids. And especially Almond, just a report came out that they got approval from the government and everything, but now they have to get approval from the locals. And so let's just really pray for favor for them. Let's pray for Youth with a Mission, with YWAM, and ask God to continue to bless them. And Fabi and Frank came back from their wedding, and actually this Thursday is a reception for them. You guys are invited to come, and let's just cover them in our time. Pray for Godwin, his new projects that he's starting. Pray for Rachel, who's making her way back to Hong Kong next week, I believe. Pray that as she gets here safely, that she'll be able to reconnect with people and all those wonderful things. Pray for Sports Services International, for their sports ministry. They're really gearing up. This December is the Asian Games that's happening here in Hong Kong. And so they're playing a huge role in that. And so let's ask the Lord to continue to bless and cover them. I know I'm missing something. Someone help me out here. Face to Face, that's right. Their retreat is this weekend. And so let's ask God to bless Jimmy and Grace as they minister to people here in Hong Kong and to other places. And so let's just pray for the favor of God to flow through our friends ministering here in Hong Kong. Let's pray for them. And lastly, let's just cover our community today, all the activities that are going on this day. Pray for our Bible study at 10 o'clock today. We're going through some apologetics now on the end times, eschatology. And so let's cover our time at Bible study. Let's pray. I think there's about six house churches that are going on tonight. Robinson Road, Seymour Road, Causeway Bay. Help me out, people. McDonald Road, Kennedy Road, Kowloon. Okay, that was six. All right, let's just cover. Right, let's pray for our house churches tonight. And let's pray, God, that would really move upon us and that we'd really able to minister to one another. So let's just lift up this day as a church and also your workplace as you go off to work, your church, your ministry there. And so let's just cover this day before the Lord, and I'll just close this. Father, we just thank you, God, for just another glorious day that you've given to us, God. Another day, God, that we can offer to you our very best, God. Another opportunity, Lord, to put our faith, God, on the line, Lord, and say, God, that you are worthy, God. You're worthy of any sacrifice that we can offer to you, God. Lord, it can't even be considered a sacrifice as we give it to you, Father God, for you sacrificed everything for us. And so, Lord, we just thank you, God. I pray that you'd watch over our day today, Lord, all our activities as a church, Lord, our Bible study and our house churches, Lord, and also our activities, God, individually as members of the church, God, that you would bless us in our workplace, God, and that you would use us, Lord. And because of our presence there, God, Lord, let companies and people around us, let them prosper, Father God, and let them see the light of Jesus, God, through our lives. We bless you, God. Just watch over us, watch over our friends overseas. Strengthen us, God, that we may give you our very best, Lord. God, you deserve nothing less than that. So we thank you. Cover this day, God. Help us to give your son Jesus glory this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day today. Please stick around and pray on your own. And you're obviously dismissed to leave whenever you need to go.